for people who don't know about the hike, just explain a little bit about what it involves.
Right. Well, on the 20th of March, which is a Sunday, we've got what we're calling the Surrey Hills Hike. And the idea is that as many people as possible come along, a bit of a fee to pay, but not very much, and all gather and then go off and have a lovely hike around the one of the loveliest parts of the Surrey Hills. I'm just trying to remember. Oh, you can walk 5 miles or you can walk 10 miles. And then when you come back, we'd love to see. We'll give you a cheer when you go, even bigger cheer when you come back. You get a medal, and I think you might, if you're a bit lucky, get a cup of coffee or something like that at the end. Raising money for one of the most important charities, but certainly the most important charity to me.
You've been involved with the charity for a long time. Why did you decide to help the Children's Trust?
It goes back a very long time, many years now. I think it was just because I've always known about it. I actually was brought up not very far away from it, and I live a few miles down the road from it today. So I've always been very aware of the Trust. And at some stage, somebody said to me, well, you know, do you think you could get a bit involved with it? What do you think? You have a bit of time to do so. And that's really it. It started there. And I always say to people, if you know anything about the Children's Trust, if you get involved at all with it, you're hooked. You know, it's such important work it does. Absolutely vital, vital work.
It's really hard, especially over the last 2 years, for people to donate money. Everyone is cash-strapped. What is the money used for at the Children's Trust, and why should people particularly donate to that charity?
Indeed. The Trust gets a lot of money in from local authorities, some from central government, and various other sources, to do the basic job of looking after young people with, we've always said, brain injury, neurodisability, and that can be caused by all sorts of things, a lot of accidents. Some children, unfortunately, are born that way. Terrible things happen to them along the road. Children can have strokes, too. Tend to think of that as only being an adult thing. So it can leave young people in all sorts of different states. Some of them have a very, very tough time indeed. Some of them are able to do quite a bit more, and the Children's Trust tries to help them all. Right, the basic stuff is looked after, but what the charity tries to do is bring all the extra bits and pieces that we need, all sorts of equipment, all sorts of facilities we now have, which are tremendous, have come as a result of charitable donations. And the other side of it is that without the charity, the place really, frankly, wouldn't be able to function. It does need the huge uplift, extra funds, millions a year, frankly, to keep going.
And this event, the hike, is a great way for people to get out in nature, which is so good for our mental health, and we've been stuck inside for 2 years. How else would you sell it to people?
It's going around an absolutely beautiful part of the world, not very far from the Trust itself. Maybe 5 miles and doesn't take you very far at all, but at least you get to the edge of the Surrey Hills, the North Downs, and when you get up there, the little places. I live just to the south of it. I can look up out of the back of my house and I see the Downs behind. This will be coming up to the top of the Downs, and the views you get are absolutely stunning. I mean, it's an area of outstanding natural beauty. There are a lot of those, but this one, incredible. On a really good day, you can see right through the sand to the South Downs and possibly glimpse the sea, see if you can. So that's 5 miles. 10 miles, you go a little bit further along the ridge, and it is just delightful. And it's great walking country, great for people with dogs, particularly. We hope to see a lot of dogs out there. But for everyone, it's the best place to walk, it really is.
Thank you. So everyone's back to your house after the walk, yeah?
Well, there's certainly, I'm very confident that there wouldn't be the slightest adequate room for that, because we hope to get loads and loads of people coming along. It's going to be great fun. I'm just looking at the timings here. Now, I'm going to have to set this off, apparently. My job is to sort of do the cheer at the beginning, and that's between 10 and 11:30. And just to say this, you can sign up online, go to the Children's Trust, terribly easy. You can sign up for that until the 17th of March. 17th of March is a few days before. But if you want to come along on the 20th, just come starting between 10 and 11:30 in the morning. Just turn up. We'd love to see you. It'd be great, you know, more the merrier. I think it's going to be fantastic. I'm really looking forward to it.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And I hopefully see you there.